Yeah, what is love? Head away, starting us off on this Monday, 8 minutes past six. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Had to be. Didn't it? It's become the year of the Tiger. Tiger Roll in the Grand National. Tiger Woods in the Masters.
Oh, that's right,
is there anything else with a Tiger in it?
He won a game there yesterday.
He won a game, yes.
I don't think I get the significance of this.
No, I'm not sure you do. Even in a sort of a general sporting context, the idea that a man who was basically cast to the side.
Partly though, that's
a lot to do with his own shenanigans, really.
Well, yeah, he wasn't really cast to the side. He was just caught with his club and someone else's kit.
Yeah. But then he had the other side of all the injuries and stuff. He's had back surgery and all sorts of stuff going on.
I didn't know any of that.
Like 11 years, I think it is, between major wins. You know, as in like the.
He's only had minor wins.
I think he's only had one other one in that 11 years. I'm not 100% sure about that bit.
All right. So when's the last time since he's had it's 11 years since he's had a significant win.
A significant, like a major win. You know, as in one of the four majors.
I don't know that you're necessarily impressed. I wish I got into it.
Did you watch any of it? No.
No.
What a stupid question.
No.
I
feel like I kind of missed out. And I'm definitely... I was listening to the radio there this morning coming in. And it does seem like it's a big deal now.
Oh, it is. They're talking about it as one of the greatest sporting comebacks there's ever been.
Ah, now, come on. If you can wear trousers with a belt, it's not... the greatest sport, you know.
If you can wear trousers with a belt,
yeah.
What's the significance of that?
Well, do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be running around Old Trafford with your belt and shoes on. Do you know what I mean? Or in a boxing ring.
Not all, you know, sport is a multifaceted thing. It's not all about sweating, you know.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, the greatest sporting comeback ever. We're listening to Rocky and all.
I'm talking in a career sense. Do you know what I mean? And you know,
yeah.
To look as though you've fallen from your pomp. You know, to have been, maybe one of the greatest, if not arguably the greatest, the game has ever seen.
Who's he fighting next, anyway?
Anyway,
with his trousers on.
Just thought it. To be honest
I wish I got it.
Such a Rocky fan, I thought it would be.
Yeah,
you'd just throw yourself into the
Tiger thing. I'll be honest with you, right? You played the Rocky music and you went, oh yeah, and you piped on it. And I sat here for the first 5 seconds going, oh shit, what happened? I didn't really understand it. I'm sorry
That's
about that. Yeah,
look.
I need to get into it. I'm going to have to read, because I am mad. I love sport and everything, and I'm obviously missing out on something fantastic.
Well, to be honest
here.
With you, you probably won't be able to avoid it today. I'd say if you pick up a paper at all today, or watch the television today, or whatever, it'll be wall-to-wall Tiger. I mean, I've never seen a golf tournament where they're kind of, I mean, they all have their chants, you know, the couple of them have little chants of whatever that they have. That's not a huge thing, but I've never heard them, like, you know, chanting somebody's name when the tournament was over.
Wow.
And stuff, which is what they were doing as they were kind of leaving the course last night.
It wasn't his ex-missus, was it? Tiger! 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 I know how much you're winning for this. Tiger! You sniggly snake.
Actually.
Put your club back in your bag. Tiger! I'm not finished with you yet. You're going to talk to my listener.
Bananarama, Robert De Niro's waiting here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just a 6:15 on this Monday, 15th of April. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. Not a great looking morning around these parts. It's a bit wet and icky and horrible.
Yeah.
And stuff, but hopefully it'll improve. Although I don't think the prediction is really that it's going to improve, to be honest.
I think today's going to be a pox, to be quite honest with you. I think it's just one of those poxy days. It's not going to be nice really at all today. Sure it's not.
Yeah. How you never got a job in the Met service?
Yeah,
being
I know.
Being able to deliver such incisive...
Let's
forecast.
Be honest, it's okay. It sums it up, I think, to be honest with you.
No, I think you're right. That's what I'm saying. It literally is. It's the, if, you know, Gene Byrne came on in one of our jangly dresses and just said, you know something, the weather's a pox. Everybody would understand exactly what it was.
Well, I'll show you, right. Okay, here's what she'd say, right? Because I just did, I'm on Met, right? Cold and windy with outbreaks of rain, heaviest and persistent across the south of the country with some spot flooding. Highs of 7 to 10, strong southeasterly winds. That's a waste of language, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
Today's a pox. Yeah. It's a pox. It's a wet, windy pox of a day. Everybody knows. That's actually more specific.
You're
I've
right.
said more with less.
Yeah.
It's a wet and windy pox Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Useless thing.
You're a linguistic master. Yeah. There's no two ways about it.
Smell off it. Smell a gun off. Something off it.
Right, birthdays. You ready to take on the birthdays?
Let's do it, yep.
Now, I'll tell you what I have for you, right? There's a select. There's a six in total.
Okay? Yes.
There's a sort of, they split evenly between a sort of a nostalgia thing and then a more sort of up-to-date, you know, of-the-moment-ish kind of thing.
Right, well, then I probably...
So which do you want to go? Do you want to go modern day? Do you want to go nostalgia to start?
I'll go nostalgia, because I tend nostalgia. To do better with them.
Right, okay.
I actually have some memories from childhood. Not a lot from the last couple of years.
Yeah. Do you remember Jeffrey Archer?
Oh, I do remember Jeffrey Archer. Oh, I do.
He was a huge name for
He
a
was
while.
Absolutely huge. He
was it before they threw him in prison?
Yeah, that was the best thing about him. He wrote all these crime novels, and God, did he write.
And they were huge bestsellers.
He must have written 1,100 bestsellers. It was unbelievable. He used to churn them out, and his name written the exact same way.
While being an MP at the time.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then he gets locked up in the clink. The criminal who wrote criminal books.
What was the crime again?
I can't remember.
I'll have to find out what the crime was.
What did he do? It must have been something money-wise if he's a TD. Yeah.
Perjury, that's what it was.
Perjury?
Yeah.
Oh, there, look, I'm looking at him here. Jeffrey Archer discusses the Clifton Chronicles. Even his books sounded exactly the same as his crimes. That's what was fantastic about him, wasn't it?
What was the big... Was there not a Cain and Abel? What was the...
There was Cain and Abel,
Was there Cain and Abel?
You're right. No, Cain and Abel, yeah. That was him.
Like, they were huge bestsellers.
Cain and Abel and... Sins of the Father. That was one of his.
Was it?
I think so,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about all I can remember. And he a mad looking fella. Like, he looked like a proper...
Like, he was a Tory, wasn't he? He was a proper sort of like... Was he a bit right wing and all that?
I think he might have been,
yeah.
He always looked like a jockey to me. There was something about him that just said jockey. Like, I could always picture him with muck hanging off his face. Do you know what I mean? There was something very jockey-esque about him. He blend in well with Ruby Walsh and all
of
them.
Was he a touch vertically challenged or anything?
I don't know, I was never that close to him.
Right.
He just had that jockeyish face, like I could see him at the race course, you know?
Yeah. Hard to tell him from Willie Carson, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like you imagine when he came out of jail, it was like, how was it? Are you all right? And he goes, yeah, well, it was rough to good. Sometimes it was smooth.
The going was soft on occasion, but it was, you know, it was hard on some parts.
9 out of 10, wouldn't do it again. let's see what's next, bring it on. But Jeffrey Archer, I'd say he's...
And of course, the other thing was, Jeffrey Archer, great friend of the old Spitting Image as well in his day.
Of course, yeah.
They loved him in that too.
He's getting on now.
Yeah. He is getting on.
He's
Jeffrey
like
Archer is
81.
Oh, not bad. 79.
Ah,
79.
Right, okay. I'll take that. That's
stick
not bad.
On the old nostalgia kick. Do you remember Samantha Fox? Steady now, steady.
Oh.
Steady.
I used to love Samantha. I'm not joking, right?
She, herself and sort of Linda Lissardi were the first sort of famous.
Her.
Was she before
Samantha
her?
Fox was before.
Yeah.
I know me pastries, Jim. It was me becoming aware of a whole different part of myself, time in my life. And she was before all that. When she was releasing her singles and she was done with all that, that's when Linda Lissardi sort of came into the scene.
Oh, right. My God, you really
She was about 1983 when our first one. I think Linda Lissardi came in around 1987 or something.
Right. Jeez, you really have your chronology. It's really kind of wow. Yeah. I think you'll find it was the 14th of May of that year that we first saw.
I tell you something. I know it's a thing of the past, right? And it probably should be. There's no doubt about it, right? It wasn't exactly.
Yeah. It didn't do a huge amount for women's.
I don't know.
You never know which side of that argument to come down on. Because if you turn around and say, oh my God, disgraceful. Absolute disgrace, like to, you know, treating women that. And somebody will turn around, a woman will turn around and say, excuse me, it's my body, I'll do what I like with it.
Yeah, my body, my choice. So, yeah. And you're like, yeah.
Right, well, I'll just go whatever you want.
Well, I'm just shutting up then.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. But I will say, there was a time when you were growing up and you were a young fella in the 80s and you were becoming aware of yourself and you'd see this mad frizzy hair with a light sticking on the back of it and a pair of whopper knackers and you'd be like, good Lord. And you wouldn't be able to think of anything else for the whole day. There was chemicals firing inside you. Samantha Fox was...
To be fair...
I was very grateful she was alive, I'll tell you that much.
Samantha Fox and some of her ilk will hold a very special place in the memories of many a man. Of a certain vintage.
And the Sun headlines in those days were priceless because they wouldn't even tell you what the story was about. It would be just something like a Sun headline on the front page would be something like, saucy, saucy, saucy. And you'd be like, That sounds like a big story. You gotta have that. Or Busty Blonde wins marathon by a knocker. That'd be it. It'd be something like that. It was all mad stuff.
It was a different time.
I would say the sun has changed, but it hasn't. I think it's just Smitty Brass.
Not being an avid reader.
Sun's not my thing. But I will say, right, Samantha Fox, she's on a bit now.
I'd expect you to absolutely nail this now, based on how much you know about this. Her profession.
I never sent her a birthday card, though. That's the problem. So I'm going to say she's like... Oh, this is hard. 51.
Oh, 53.
Oh, fat.
Right, and I tell you, your final nostalgia one is, do you remember the man who walked into a famous laundress, took off his jeans, put them in the washer, and sat there in his white boxer shorts?
Oh.
Looking all swarthy.
I do. What was
Nick
the song?
Nick Kamen.
What was the song again?
Remember, it was to the...
The Levi's ad.
Yeah, heard it through the grapevine, wasn't it?
Oh, that was it. Ooh, I'll do a little something sad. Yeah.
And then, of course, he went on to become a pop star.
That's right. Let's be honest. He was a pop star in the same way Samantha Fox was. We all remember him for something else.
Fair point.
Which is taking his clothes off.
Actually, you know what I mean? Similarities.
Very similar. They had a very similar trajectory. Yeah. It was like... He tried on something. If it wasn't for him getting into a Smalls in the laundrette.
That was such a cool ad at the time, though.
It was.
I mean, it just goes to show it was such a different time. I mean, that was cool. It was almost like,
and the white socks on him. Up on top of the laundry basket.
Yeah.
And then you tried yourself, but you were in Dublin. Your race car white fronts with the brown bits on them.
It didn't have the same thing. First of all, you had to find a laundress.
Oh, God. There was only one I knew of, and it was miles away. Where was it? It was just over the toll bridge.
And then, as you say, it wouldn't have had the same effect sitting there in your white fronts.
No, you wouldn't have white fronts. You had those brown paisley oaks that looked like they were like slippy. No, I remember that real slippy sort of. Yeah. One side was real soft for you putting your baggage in, and the other side was so slippy. I don't know what material it was. And it had mad patterns on it, and brown lines.
You'll find it wasn't that natural. It was like
definitely
rayon.
Not. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like something that sounded like it came from a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, if you took them off quick enough, your private parts could glow in the dark for a couple of seconds. Nick Kamen, he's the same. He's in his 50s for sure. I'm not saying he's 53.
Oh, 57.
Oh.
57. Right, that was your nostalgia kick. Do you want to take a break? Do you want a moment?
I'll take a moment.
A swig of your coffee.
I wanted to do better there.
And I
need to stop thinking about people taking their strides off. So, yeah, I'll take a moment.
And that's your news at Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. 6:32. How are you?
Good morning.
How's
things? Good weekend?
Yeah, nice weekend. Quiet, relaxing weekend. Couple of movies watched. Bit of golf watched.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you all up on the Tiger Woods thing?
I would watch the Masters. I would watch the last day of the Masters. I wouldn't watch the whole thing. But I was slightly discombobulated because I thought I was going to have to stay up late to watch the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and had a nice long sleep yesterday afternoon. Nobody told me that they decided to start the Masters 5 hours earlier. So I kind of woke up just as Tiger Woods was...
Oh, right.
Yeah, like pretty much. He was on the 16th hole at that stage.
Oh, brilliant. So you were there for the glory march.
Without having to go through the pain before it.
But. Do they normally play into the night?
It's on late night in America. Oh. It's in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. So
wait
there
a minute. I thought it was. Is that not the one that the Cup was in here for?
No.
No, that's the Open. That was the Open. That's played in England. Well, it's going to be played in Northern Ireland this year.
That's what I thought. That's what was going
on. No. The Masters is the first major of the year, always in the same course. In the same course.
Yeah. Well, that's very confusing. Them ones coming in here and telling us about one thing when another thing is about to start.
Now, you see, they're presuming, them ones are presuming that people have a little more intellect maybe than you might have, PJ.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a ridiculous
one. Keep up.
Typical timing from them Nordies coming in literally just before... The American one. Showing us the jar.
Claret jug.
You're allowed to have more than one golf tournament.
It's mad, isn't it? Promoting one. Go around with the jar.
Claret jug.
With the claret jug. The team.
That joke.
And instead, just when the Americans are about to kick off.
By the way, you do know that the sort of the trophy, if you want to call it that, for winning last night, you know what it is for the Masters, don't you?
It's another jug, is it?
It's a jacket.
The jacket.
Oh, would you get out of it?
Yep,
it is not a jacket.
A green jacket.
A green jacket.
And how old
a green sports jacket, as my dad would have called it.
Exactly, A green blazer.
Yeah.
And now Tiger has five of them.
Oh, right. So it's not the same jacket.
It's the same jacket.
How could it be if he has five of them?
Yeah, you get a new one, or you get another one.
I thought it was the same jacket.
No.
Handed from one bloke to another. You get to keep it.
Same model of jacket,
but a new one each year.
How would you get the fit right?
That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. You just have some fella holding it on a hanger. You just hold it up on a hanger. Whoa! Well, I go into the wardrobe
that's
now.
That's a very good question, though. What do they have? Like a small, medium, and large in the back room, dependent on who's going
to
win.
Probably. I'd say so. They probably have to, do they?
Can I give you some good news?
You don't have to win the jacket. You can just buy the ones that didn't fit.
No. What?
Can I finish off this very confusing link, please,
with
some very
do.
Good news? Because I heard PJ saying to people just stay in bed. It's poxy, it's disgusting.
Right,
it's horrible.
Right.
But you know what? As we edge towards the Easter weekend, we're going to be looking at temperatures in the high teens come later in the week.
Oh!
And sunshine.
Excellent.
Thank God.
Sunshine and high teens.
Yeah, up to 20 degrees on Friday, apparently.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
bring on the good times.
There you go. Leave your jacket in the wardrobe. You won't be needing it.
Yeah, green or otherwise.
Get out your silver jumps.
Or else cut the sleeves, Elvis, or something, because it's going to get hot, baby, hot. Yeah, The Fray, How to Save a Life, and Kylie Minogue, Step Back in Time, was your Get Up and Go song this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 minutes to 7 on this Monday, 15th of April. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. We're down for part 2. Of our birthdays today. There was a lot of them floating about. We had our little nostalgia kick. That didn't go particularly well in terms of getting them right.
No, it didn't. No.
You weren't a million miles away.
A million miles away, but not even off the post there. I have a bit of work to do. Right. If I can't get... It's not... you know yourself.
Here we go. Right. Three actresses to redeem yourself.
Right.
Okay. Starting with Dame Emma Thompson.
Oh, Dal, yeah.
Emma Thompson. Nanny McPhee and... What else was she in?
She was in loads of movies where you just...
Oh, yeah. What's one of those Richard Curtis movies she was in? There's loads of them.
Richard Curtis?
You know, he did all those Four Weddings and a Funeral things and Nothing
Oh,
Hill
yeah,
things.
Yeah. She was in,
one of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's because she was part of that era of actors. A load of them came out of it. Like Hugh Grant and all. Where to get a good part, all you had to do was sound very posh, be very posh.
Be a bit foppish.
And look as if you weren't sure if they were concentrating or about to burst into tears. And that's what they do. And they do it in all their movies. They're exactly the same. Isn't it? Yeah.
Is that the secret?
I think it is. It's like, Charlie. And you don't know, is she curious now? Or is she about to burst into tears? It's the same. You know, they put them in all these rom-coms. And everything. You know, I mean, she's good. She's
and she gets a lot of those kind of... you know, Pride and Prejudice and
course
Mr. Darcy and those kind of, you know,
I do
sort of Downton Abbey stuff without being Downton Abbey, if you know what I mean.
I do think a lot of these actors that get these roles because they're very posh.
Yeah.
Right. I do think they kind of got them purely because they're very posh. Like, I don't think they're exactly...
Amazing actors.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're just, it's like, we just need a very posh person. Well, there's a five of them.
Get Although Emma Thompson is a good actress.
She is, like, I'm not saying
PJ's
she isn't.
Not convinced.
I'm not saying Love Actually, that's what she was in.
Love Actually, that's
No, she is. I know she is. But again, you wouldn't hear her doing accents or anything. Like, she's who she is, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, now that you mention it, has she ever been in something
not
where she wasn't
all her
sort
movies,
of well spoken?
Only one, Nanny McPhee, she's got buck teeth. But she still sounds like Mary Poppins in it.
Yeah,
she still has the same, like, she's the same accent in all of them. She's a bit of a De Niro. She's like a posh. You know the way De Niro was like, Grant. The man can learn the lines and avoid the furniture, right? But does he does he deserve really?
That's amazing.
Unbelievable praise he gets.
Oh.
You know, like,
inside the actor's studio with PJ Gallagher. you call out Robert De Niro, like, that's amazing.
And Pacino as well. This role is getting complex. So I think I gotta get louder. Right, so that's his trick.
Right. Yeah. So Emma Thompson.
You know, baby.
Emma Thompson, we're on
to
you.
What would make this scene better is if I shout at the end of it. Emma Thompson is just, she's great, very watchable.
Right.
But she's never not going to be the exact well-spoken
English actress
as what she is in her real life. It's a bit mad, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, she's 57.
She's 60.
Ah, fart. Right, whatever.
Right. Well, then somebody who might fall into that
rubbish
category as well,
right,
is Emma Watson.
Well, I didn't know there was a difference. I just thought one of them was her maiden name.
There's Emma Watson, who most people will know as, how do you even say this name?
Hermione Granger. In Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just a younger version.
And then she did do other stuff, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She's known more these days as being sort of a political activist, isn't she? I think that's more of her thing.
Yeah.
She's a big voice on the feminist sort of scene, and she's yeah, she's something. She's one of those new celebrities. She's something to say about everything, you know.
I saw her in a Netflix movie with Tom Hanks called The Circle.
Oh God, that
about
sounds
this kind of like internet thing. It was pretty rubbish, to be
honest. Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, spying on people and stuff.
I've erased that from my memory because Tom Hanks is normally he makes me happy, but that one was a load of owl.
Yeah, it's like, and other than that, I can't think of anything else she was in.
No, I know. I mean, it's mostly your political stuff I know her from nowadays, to be honest with you. You know, I'd be terrified going on a date with her now. I wouldn't know if to hold the bleeding door or what. I'd be there. Will I order meat? I better go safe for the old thing. And then, sure, I can't even get bread in case she gives me grief about starved carbohydrates or something. Jesus, it'd be terrifying. And can't bring up Harry Potter. She'd be upset about that. She was only a nipper then.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so what'll I talk about? I'll be there going, yeah, do you ever watch Gaelic football? I wouldn't know what to say to her. I literally wouldn't know where to start.
All right, well, start with her age then.
You know the talking hat in Harry Potter? Do you still have that? Wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to talk about. Anyway, she's too young.
I'd love a cloak of invisibility.
Yeah, do you still have one of them? Did you ever do the Alakazams in your family for tricks at parties now? Well, right.
Fantastic.
She's 32. Great.
She's 29.
Oh, fat.
And the last one then, very topical because, of course, it was...
Just show her that trick where you take your thumb off over the, when she's waiting for her starter. Yeah, have you seen this one? Well, thumb. Yeah, I'll have your nose. Look, there's your nose. You know that one?
You're right. That would be a tough date.
It'd be a tough date, yeah.
Right, this one, very topical. Very topical because last night, of course, if you were prepared to stay up late enough, you could have seen the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And it's none other than Maisie Williams' birthday today. Wow. Arya Stark.
Yeah, she's the young
Game
one, right?
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the little one.
She's brilliant, isn't she? She's grown up on that show now.
She's the one that makes that little kind of... that.
A girl with no name, isn't that? She did all that part of Game of Thrones, didn't she?
Yeah, the girl. But it's the sword thing, you know, the smallest sword you ever saw in your life. But she manages to do. She wreaks havoc.
She lashes fellas over with it. She does, yeah. She's great, and she seems like a bit of a character in real life as well. She sort of, she thinks she's really enjoying the ride. It's good to see someone that's like, doesn't take it
embracing
seriously.
Embracing it all.
Yeah. It doesn't take it all seriously, and it's like, you know, do you know what?
Still,
now I'm famous. Everything has to be so serious. You have a few carbs now with Maisie, you know.
Yeah.
You have a bit of crack and all. You'll be able to talk to her about the sword and the big throne, and you'll be able to have a laugh with her, you know.
Yeah.
But then she goes, "What are you talking to me for? You're like literally 40 years older than me," and I'd be like, "I'm so sorry." So she's only a young one. Like is she? I don't even know. She's like a teenager, is she?
No, I'll give you that. No, she's definitely in her 20s.
Right, well, just about then. Two little ducks, 22.
Well done!
Is that right?
Finished on a flourish.
Ah!
Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
You got it right!
Hey, only got it right!
When it comes
to the end! Oh my God, I turned into like the Pink Panther.
Hootie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 12 and a half minutes past 7 on this Monday, 15th of April. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. Much appreciated. And if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Loads of people looking to get involved in our cruise competition. Final week of it. We're going to play in about a half an hour thereabouts. So if you want to get involved, cruise and your details to 087-188-0008. In the meantime,
you know the way Mike is obsessed with dog poo. This is his thing. He started Poo Patrol. It's ruining his it's ruining his trust of the outdoors, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think I've just seen in the Daily Mail today. There's a story. It looks like I'm looking into the future. Like I'm looking into Mike Hogan's future.
Right.
There's a guy. He even looks a bit like Mike in 20 or 30, maybe 40 years. But he looks a bit like him. He looks a bit like him. And they call him a mad inventor, right?
Yeah,
but he's
right.
Not a mad inventor. It's actually a brilliant idea. Now, it sounds ridiculous when you hear it at first, right?
Right.
He's claimed his dog waste powered gas lamp system has solved the poo problem of the world, right? Now, that's a mouthful if ever there was one. He lives in this gaff, Malvern Hills in Worcester over in England. He's 67 and he has this new thing where you can use the methane of dog poo to fuel lighting.
Right.
Now, you might think that... Now, my image, right, straight away when I heard this was, it's some lad, he's reading a book, right, and he's got a big sack of dog poo next to him, and every time the light starts to dim, it's like putting money in the meter, he drops a turd in and the light fires up. It's actually not like that at all. It's actually a really brilliant idea. So dog walkers, right, you're out walking your dog, and your dog drops one.
Yeah.
And you pick it up, the whole poo bag and everything, you throw it into what he calls an anaerobic digester. Right?
An anaerobic digester.
And an anaerobic digester. It sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
But you want to see it? It's outside his house.
And is this right, attached Martin, to the streetlight?
Because he's not working for the council or anything. He has a sort of a streetlight in the garden.
His own version.
It's overlooking the street, but it's kind of on his property, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And then there's a hole in the fence. And it looks like those American style sort of post boxes. Do you know them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you put your dog poo in there, right? And the anaerobic digester, it sort of squishes all the poo together. And, yeah, I know. Look, no one's saying it's pretty.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So it squishes all the poo together. And then it takes the methane, gets released from it. He powers the lamps. And he reckons he can power Britain on dog poo. He can bring light to Britain with dog poo. And considering they might not have electricity at all after Brexit, I don't think it's the baddest idea. You know, it's unbelievable. He says there's 200,000 bags of dog poo produced every single day in Britain alone, right? So that means we're a dog-loving country. We couldn't be too far behind them, right?
And how much light do you get per poo?
There's no light per poo ratio, but that's a very good question, right? Yeah. It doesn't really tell you. Because that's the worst thing, isn't it? You start thinking to yourself, the lights are gone out and there's no dog poo. What are we going to do? Well, yeah. We're going to have to get Grandad to drop one into the machine. You know, you have to start thinking is lose their dignity fairly fast.
And I wonder, does the breed affect it? You know what I mean?
I would, yeah.
Like,
I
obviously,
would.
In fairness, if you've got a Great Dane could power a small village on its own.
A great... Oh, look, I've got a Weimaraner. It's like a builder sneaking in and dropping one in your back garden every day. It's unbelievable. I'd power the whole road on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas my other little dog... You'd need some collection of them now to get the same amount.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't be getting... You'd need 40 chihuahuas to do one of what me big dog would do.
So 40. What we need then is... So the idea is, I assume he's trying to get the council to adopt this, is he? So you have a little anaerobic digester attached to every street lamp in your village, and you just... That's where you drop your dog poo.
That's it. And because, you know, he's a man in his 60s and he's approaching the 70s now. He's a man... And you know the way lads get very single-minded about stuff?
Yeah.
You know, we do. Lads, we get very single-minded. And the older you get, the more single-minded. You know, and then you get to a certain age where you just don't think you're ever wrong when you're actually rarely ever right. But this fella, he's really 100%, he's mad. He goes, I have a long history of developing new technology. He says, there is a big poo problem, or there was in this area, and now it's gone. The idea of a dog poo lamp came because I was involved in a project to restore gas lights in the area. And the bio lantern system is part of technology that's been around for over 100 years. The gas lamps are over 200 years old and they're making a comeback. He says, we give you a bag, you put the bag into the bio digester, you turn the handle 5 times. Okay, it's getting messy now.
It's starting to go a little bit chitty chitty bang bang now.
Yeah,
all of a sudden
you need a special bag. You have to turn the handle.
You have to put a coin
in the slot, knock on his door. Whatever, you know what I mean? And he says, light sensors then come on, which allow the owners to use it in the dark. Then you have to press button. Oh, jeez, it's getting very complicated. This was a great idea about 5 sentences ago, wasn't it? And now it's getting very complicated. So now he's talking about landfills and the system, and now he's a 30 bag. Oh, here we go. I beg your pardon. A small lamp will take 30 bags of Labrador-sized dog poos. Right?
Right.
That weighs about 200 grams to 300 grams. And... Oh my God, you need 30 Labrador poops a day to do one lamp. Ah, here.
Has it all just taken a turn for the worst,
and
PJ?
And it's £5,000 a lamp. It's £5,000 sterling. And then you have to find 30 Labrador poos a day.
So you'd be going around, you wouldn't be just picking up after your own dog, you'd be picking up after everybody's dog.
Good, you'd need 30 Labradors doing 5 craps a day just to run a normal house. Here. I thought we were onto something there. You can probably hear the minute my heart broke. Oh my God, what are we going to do?
Sunny, it feels so good here at Classic Hits, almost 7:22. Let me see. Hi, boys. Have to wish PJ a happy birthday at the start of his birthday week.
Yes, thank you very much. I was better. Thank God you brought it up instead of me, because now there's no going back.
No going back. It says, my man is celebrating the same birthday week and I'm taking him off to Vegas today.
The good idea, lads. That's a good idea, isn't it?
So
taking some lads. Yeah. Is that what you have planned?
So best wishes to Paul for his birthday week. And yes, I'll go with the cake a day for him too. This is a wind-up. I assume this person's only saying this to
annoy us
about your birthday week.
It's great to have somebody that appreciates birthdays all the more. Well, lucky man, Paul. You're a lucky man.
There you go. Off to Vegas.
I can only imagine what's being planned on my behalf here. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited over the whole thing. Have a great one, Paul. I'm going to keep you posted as mine comes and goes. I'm waiting for cake number one at about 8 o'clock today.
Somebody else going to say a big happy wedding anniversary to my wife Maureen. We're over in Turkey for the week. Sun is out. Thanks, lads.
Of course it is. Have a great one over there. Brilliant. Probably their birthday as well as the wedding anniversary, I'm sure. So have a great everything that's going on.
Now, come on. It's what? Thursday is yours, isn't it?
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, yeah. It's birthday month. It's my birthday month. Yeah, we're approaching the day. We're approaching the day. Happy birthday to me, Jimmy, Jimmy. What you gonna get me?
You'll take all the good out of it. It'll be like wearing a jacket indoors.
What are you talking about?
You wouldn't get the benefit when you went out.
Oh, I'll get the benefit. You don't worry.
So you'd be better off just waiting and then Thursday, you know. You'd appreciate it because it's a bit different to a normal average day.
Of course it's different to a normal average day. It's my birthday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if you keep celebrating it all the other days, you'll take all the good out of it.
No, you don't understand. I'm working up to a climax here. You gotta enjoy it, spread it around. You know, it's like, and anyway, that's not true. Look at you, all you lot, when it comes to Christmas and stuff, decorating and trees and now with Easter, it's bunnies and flipping eggs and all that sort of stuff. And so why is that climax only? So why is that?
Actually, I mean, that's the other thing.
One day a matter only for the birthday. No, you build up to it.
How come with your birthday being so close to Easter?
Yeah.
How come people just didn't kind of kill two birds with one stone and just buy you an Easter egg for your birthday?
Because that wouldn't be fair.
That's a very good
idea. That's not even thinking right. That's not happening.
That's an excellent idea.
So you can knock that flipping idea on the head for a start.
It just so happens there's a couple of Easter eggs.
I knew you were going
to
say that, yeah.
There is a couple of Easter eggs out there.
No.
One from Mike and one from myself, to be fair.
No, I'm not sharing anything.
That says Guinness and Bailey's on
it. No, I'm not sharing anything. And you're getting me a present. I know you wouldn't do that to me. You know, this is very important. You know, we could be falling out. You know, as unbearable as I am when I'm in a good mood, I'm even worse when I'm in a bad mood.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favorite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Not many chances left to qualify because, of course, this Friday is when the draw will be made. The winning phone call will be made. PJ and myself will do that this coming Friday. Good Friday. What a Friday it will be for somebody to get that phone call. So very few opportunities left. You need to try and get your name in that draw as one of our daily qualifiers.
Yeah, you got to do it. Get in there because this is the holiday of a lifetime. I was just talking earlier on about the video even and how amazing the ship looks and all that. It is. It's great. It's fantastic.
Absolutely
I keep
incredible.
Using words. I just keep ending up going,
you keep drifting off. It's some sort of weird.
Jeez. And the sun and the sea. You got nothing.
Thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Of course, once you compare, you'll realise it's time to switch to Ireland's favourite travel insurance provider. So who's going to play, PJ?
Right. It's going to be... I'm sorry, you're still looking at the questions here. It's going to be Angela Murphy in Cork. She's going to have a go this morning. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Paul. Hi, lads.
How's it going?
Happy Monday and happy early birthday.
Thank you very much, Angela. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, she's doing her absolute best to make sure she gets on your right side.
Well, I tell you, I'm on your absolutely. Side straight away.
That's the way, Angela. That's the way.
Did you have a good weekend, Angela?
I did. It was very quiet. Did you?
Yeah, well, very quiet as well, actually. Yeah, so much so that when Jim asked me what I was doing, I couldn't remember.
All good, Angela. Thank you for asking. What a very kind and considerate lady Angela is, to be honest with you. I hope she gets in this draw.
Yeah, we're going to start her off 1 point ahead of everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if only the judges could influence this. But anyway, listen, I think it's going to go well for you, Angela. How are you on your female celebrities? Are you normally pretty good?
I don't know. It's early in the morning, so we'll see.
Well, look, we'll do our best to try and help you along, that's for sure.
Thanks,
right, 60 seconds on the clock. PJ, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Angela, here we go.
She's a Scottish singer. She won Britain's Got Talent, and she used to get slagged for her looks, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Susan Boyle.
Yes. That's it, yeah. She's an English singer, sang Someone Like You and Hello.
Oh, Adele.
Yeah, she this one won American Idol, and she sang Since We've Been Gone, Since I've Been Gone, and Because of You. She sounds like her. She's got the same second name as someone that presented Top Gear.
Yeah,
she's American. She's big into God.
What's her name again?
Oh, God, I'm doing
everything. And her first name sounds like a surname, like an Irish surname nearly.
It rhymes with belly.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm actually
furiously Googling now, even just to see if I is Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
That's
yeah.
what we were looking for.
Oh,
that's the thing, you see. All it takes is one sticky one.
It just takes one to trip you up. That's so unfortunate. Well, we got two anyway.
That's a shame, Angela. That's a shame. That's a terrible shame.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Can we cheat and just give her the one I was talking about, Mega Stray, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Anyway, listen, Angela, look, keep at it, okay? You've got the rest of the week to try and get back in there and have another go at it. Who knows? Maybe it'll work out for you later in the week. Listen, thanks for playing.
Good. And thanks a million, lads.
Have a great day. Take care.
Have a great
bye-bye
Easter, boy.
There you go.
Bye, guys.
There you go. Angela Murphy and Cork. You see, when you can't pass, that's the
It's very hard, yeah, because you get stuck on it. Oh, jeepers, I should have just lied. Whatever she said first. From now on, I'm just going to agree with them. It doesn't even matter if the clues don't match up.
Right,
I'm just agreeing
so
with them.
It's only two to beat then for the rest of today. Niall Boylan, Damien Farley, they'll all have a go at it later on in the day. Cruz, of course, and your name and details to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy getting into play.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit, but what bit is it?
Hit bit.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Best of the bunch so far.
I've got to get the trumpet out tomorrow.
Best of the bunch so far, to be fair to you.
Tell you something, I think I'm into it now.
You rocked that one, to be fair.
So here we go, let's do it. It's going to be €1,200. It is Double Money Monday, and we'd love to give it to you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. And it's all yours. So Daz Horst in Dublin is going to go first this morning. How are you, Daz?
I'm not too bad, lads. How are you?
I'm all good, Daz. Yeah.
What's the story with you? How was your weekend?
It was a great weekend. I was back over the water to see the young flow and got back in last night. So happy weekend.
All right. So was it a mad one or did you just take it handy and get to see people?
I took it easy because he's only 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Daz.
Yeah, probably best to be responsible in those situations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so wait until he's 14.
Well, I obviously meant did you go mad in the local water park or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Right, Daz, we'd love to give you a few quid this morning, get your week started well. What do you think it is?
I think it's Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Out.
Right, so Paul Simon.
Right, that's a slightly different tack there.
It is,
less Rocky, Michael, less Rocky.
It sure is, yeah. It's not Rocky, by the way. Everybody is guessing Rocky, Eye the Tiger.
It's
not it. So just to let you know, it happens every morning. About 10 people call for that. It's not that.
So
anyway.
Definitely not even a joke. You're getting serious.
Not only is it less Rocky, it's not
Rocky,
Rocky
at all.
No, it's not Rocky at all. Anyway, hi, Daz. I can call you Daz. Daz, you can call me Mike. Anyway, it's wrong. Sorry, even I'm cringing at these lads now. This is terrible.
Oh, Daz, I'm glad you had a nice, relaxed weekend because that would have stressed you out.
Thanks very much.
Listen, keep at it though, Daz. Keep at it. Yeah, good stuff. Have a good one.
See you later.
Take care. Take it easy. Bye bye.
Right, Geraldine is in Limerick. How are you, Geraldine?
Hello. Hi.
How are you? How was your weekend, Geraldine?
Not too bad. Did a lot of cleaning and ironing, the whole lot. Over
Wow, wild thing.
I'm with you, Geraldine. I went on a mad one yesterday, so I did.
You did cleaning and ironing?
Top to bottom. I didn't iron, though. I never ironed anything, but I cleaned the house.
I just see, top to bottom. You can't just chime in and go, oh, I'm with you. I tell you, and then turn around and say, I never do ironing.
Well, I cleaned everything. I went top to bottom with the house.
So you never iron anything?
Never iron anything.
Do you iron it, Mike?
Of course I do, yeah. I have to. Iron, well, I have to iron a shirt.
No, you just hang it when you're
sorry,
in the shower.
Sorry, by the way, just in case anybody thinks I'm holier than thou, I should point out, I don't actually iron anything, but I do like me stuff to be ironed.
Yeah, right. I'd say gym irons are smalls and everything, I'd say.
You want your cake and eat it.
That's it, yeah. Pretty much, to be honest with you, Jeremy. Yeah, anyway,
before we get into more rails about the hot topic that is ironing, what do you reckon, Geraldine? What do you think it is?
Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 5.
You know what? I like Geraldine, but then again, I like Tara, Sandra, Caroline, and Rita.
Oh my God! I take it, it's wrong.
Oh, sorry, it's wrong. Yeah.
I actually really like that.
That was a good one. The first was pretty poor. Yeah, I admit that.
Well done, Geraldine. At least you brought out the best in Magical Michael on that one. Listen, okay, have a good day.
You.
Keep at it.
Thank you.
See you, Geraldine. Well done with the cleaning. I know how you feel.
Oh my God. Like a foundation has just been started now.
I'm gonna tell you.
Ironers Anonymous here.
Can I just say hats off to Mike? That was a ridiculous but wonderful gag. He even managed to. It was all inclusive. People who haven't been mentioned on the show in years.
That's the kind of stuff that you don't get with Damien Farrelly in the afternoon, isn't it?
No. Playing it too straight there all together at his table.
Wham, I'm your man here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 8 on this Monday, 15th of April. 80s classic, of course, from Wham. And this week, Easter weekend, kicking off from 7 o'clock on Good Friday morning with PJ and myself. We are going to start rolling out the classic 80 of the 80s, 80 of the greatest 80s songs that you've ever heard.
80 of the greatest 80 songs ever. It actually sounds like an album.
Exactly.
It sounds like a compilation album, and that's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to get it kicked off here, Good Friday, which should be a great Friday. There's a real cheesy 80s slogan, isn't it? That's something you'd hear in the radio in the 80s.
Yeah, Good Friday. I don't think so. It's a great Friday. Yeah, ripping off the Frosties ad.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, sure, it's all Tigers, isn't it?
Exactly.
Of course it is.
Anyway, listen, if there is a particular 80s song that you feel should be in the classic 80 of the 80s, you can let us know at any stage. Just pop it on WhatsApp, whatever it is you feel is like the ultimate 80s song for you. That needs to be in there among the classic 80s of the 80s. And we'll start rolling them out from 7 a.m. on Good Friday morning right across Easter weekend. So 087-188-0008 if you want to make sure that your particular favourite is in there.
Loads of votes for Tarzan Boy, please.
Also, if you were listening to us just before 8 o'clock when we were playing the hit bit.
Yeah.
You'll know that PJ came out with this this wild claim about how domesticated he is.
I am very domesticated,
loves
man.
Loves his cleaning and his ironing and all
spent
that sort of stuff.
Spent the whole weekend cleaning. Until I spilled the store for you all over the couch.
Anyways, yes, you don't iron. That was
no, I don't iron. I beg your pardon. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it begs the question then, what do you do with your clothes? And how long do you keep them? Particularly
the undercrackers.
The undercrackers.
Yes, well, undercrackers, of course. I have. Right, I see where we're going with this. This is basically Jim trying to victimise me again. But here's the deal. There's been a survey today.
Question.
It comes down to this, right? There's been this survey about men's habits with their underpants. Underpants. Oh my God. Underpants. That sounds like something totally different. And this new study found that men are holding on to their underpants no matter what condition they're in. Right?
Physically holding on to them.
Physically holding on.
Grab onto your underpants.
They're
folks.
Jumping into those underpantsers no matter what sort of condition they're in or how long they have them, right? So that's it. Now, some of it's disgusting. I think a lot of it is very unfair judgment, right? So the 1 in 3 people that have been found to use their underwear or wear their underwear for 2 days in a row before throwing them in the wash. No, you're letting us all down. Your dirty underprancers need to be put somewhere cleaner than that. That's not right. Your underprancers are a one-wear-only situation.
Right.
Think of the amount of wind you're passing. Never mind sweating everything every day. Lads, seriously. And that's just the ones that admit it as well. 1 in 3.
1 in 3? That's a large percentage, though.
Yeah, which means if they... You know, not everyone admits that. So that's it could true, be up to half. So if you're wearing your underprancers there for the second day in a row, lads, seriously, and all this inside out, back to front, carry on, that doesn't count,
that's
right?
That's not real.
That's not real. They're dirty underpantsers, and that's the end of it. Change them, wash them, one wear only. Now it gets a little bit sort of picky, I'll be honest with you. So as they say, lads, oh my God, they're wearing their... Some of them have their underprancers for like 5 years. Oh my God. And then 10% say they'd hold on to them for more than 10 years.
Would you get them to last that long?
What are you talking about? I'm trying to get a lifetime out of them.
You're still wearing, as you say, your Thomas the Tank Engine.
If I could still
that you were given when you were six.
If I could still fit into them, I would be, yeah. And those things were unburstable. They were amazing. I'd still have race cars zooming around me back.
They were made by the same stuff, or out of the same stuff that the shuttle is made of, isn't it?
I think they were. Whatever that material is, we've never gotten to the bottom of it. Yeah. That sort of slippy polyester. So slippy. It was unbelievably slippy. Like your pants had ride up and everything. They were so slippy. That stuff. And all those paisley patterns, tell you. We knew how to do undercrackers in the 70s, I'll tell you that much.
The real deal.
That came into, which are ironed underpants nowadays, you don't know what it was like. You know, these things, you just flicked them once and they went into the shape of an underpants. It was like you didn't even have to... Like they were just hard and all. It was brilliant.
You do realise that this survey of the day has led you down a dark path.
What do you mean now?
Well, it's cause just, you know, because the very fact that you're talking about undercrackers and holding on to them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know... Especially with somebody with your sort of past record. As Dan in Cork has pointed out.
Oh, of God.
Gym underpants aren't a problem to PJ. Sure, when he needs new ones, he just steals them from his local gym.
It was an accident. It was one time only. I'm still holding on to them. I'm prepared to give them back at any stage. Without a ransom.
Are you really?
I'm prepared to give them back. They don't fit me anyway. They're too small.
Oh, my God.
They're a medium. I didn't try them on. I read the tag.
I thought you tried them on.
Of course I didn't try them on.
I think they're a bit snug. Standing out in front of my gown. Are they a bit snug?
Yeah, are they a bit tight?
What do you think of them? From the back, is it?
Yeah, what?
Are they riding up on me?
If I do the splits there, what does that look like? Does it look like I'm bursting out of them?
So lads, hang on to underpants.
Yeah, and almost half of lads can't even remember the last time they bought a pair of undercrackers.
The criteria for throwing them out is, right, we were talking with Mike about this earlier on. The criteria is when the elastic goes, if that goes, right, they're no use to you.
Yeah, if they can no longer stay up on their own.
Yeah, that's...
But a few holes here and there is no big deal.
Why do you...
You know, a few holes...
Why do you have to have... What? Just throw them out, man. Just get a new set of undercrackers.
Why? But it's literally the only time that nobody will ever see.
How much does a new set of undercrackers cost you?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. The last time I bought them, it was in pounds and pence.
But so you'd put on holy ones?
Yeah, of course I would. As long as it's not a huge hole. And it's like, if it's on the leg, or if it's only a little one around the middling area. Yeah, of course I would put on holy pants, yeah. No problem with me holy pants. Like, I mean, there's a hole in them, man. There's three holes in them to get into the feckin' things. Well, a little one here and there isn't going to go astray.
Wow.
And mostly, they'd be like net curtains.
How bad do they have to be for you to get rid of them then?
Well, if they can't stay up.
That's the only criteria.
Essentially, yeah. If I'm taking off my jeans and they're gone with them and I don't... Whoa, James, where are they gone? Then they have to go in the bin. Outside of that, or if it's a huge rip, a rip or a tear... reduces the underpants to being an L rag. Absolutely. Rips and tears.
Right.
And elastics. That's it. But other than that, I mean, a good pair of undercrackers should do you the rest of your life. You know what I mean? They should. A good pair should do you the rest of your life. It's not like a... They're not presentable.
The washing and everything, you know, they go a bit threadbare.
Yeah, they go a bit threadbare. Yeah, they get a bit of character.
You a Lycra merchant? Do you like a bit of Lycra? Touch of Lycra?
I don't know. I'm a pennies packer.
No, very good.
No, when you can get three pairs for like €2 and they last
you... reason, buy some new ones, man.
Are you joking
when
me?
If you're paying two quid for three pairs of undercrackers and you won't throw one out when it gets a hole in it.
You've no pride in your pants, man. You've no pride in your pants. You'll never spend so little on something that will last you so long. Underpants...
Is this a badge of honour for you?
Yeah, they are the cockroach of clothing. They will last forever. There'll be nuclear wars. Even the Hulk, when he turned into the Hulk, still ended up in a pair of underpants.
Yeah.
Underpants.
You're right, they were probably pennies.
Superman wore his underpants outside of
he
his
was so proud of
tights to show dominance. Underpants are the most powerful thing you can wear, and you don't just throw out a decent pair of underpants because they've merely got a hole or they've got a bit saggy or threadbare. €2 will get you three. That's €2 you could spend and never spend again. Name something else in life you can do that with. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. There's nothing else in the world.
I've never seen a man take such pride in spending so little for
you
so long.
Drink or eat a lifetime's worth of underpants in one meal. Think about that.
Wow.
You sit down, you say, you could spend 15 quid on one meal.
Do you know what this is starting to remind me of?
How many pairs of underpants is that?
This is starting to remind me of this.
7.5 pairs of underpants.
The story we had in the show last week about the bloke who was, you know, he was named as the dullest man in Britain because he collected beer cans.
Yeah.
I can see you in your house going, this particular pair of underpants I got back in 1972...
And that's the thing.
Just under.
They never change.
A punt.
I've been buying plaid underpants, right? I'm Paddy Plaid Pants. That's me, PJ Plaid Pants.
Right.
He lives in an apartment that's down by the sea. PJ Plaid Pants. Yeah, that's me. And wow. My plaid pants, I've got some from, maybe 10 years ago. And I've some from when I started wearing plaid pants when I was like, I don't know, 20 or something years ago.
Wow.
And they're all there. And they're all up to date.
20-year-old undercrackers.
A few rivers. Yeah, but they're clean. You're acting like I don't clean them.
No,
like,
I'm just saying you don't need, like,
it's not like
there's some new ones, man.
I don't need them. See, this is it. Trust the disposable life. I'll tell you something, you know, you weren't brought up during the war, Jim. Huh?
Unbelievable. Yeah. So is that what you said to your nephew that time? Listen, there's €2. Go and get yourself a 3-pack of underpants.
And do you know something? Years to come, he'll say, still have them, 50 years old.
Torn from Natalie and Brulia here at Classic Hits, all in honour of PJ's underpants.
The amount of grief I'm getting on my private accounts about having plaid pants is unbelievable. Unbelievable, yeah.
Some people don't know what plaid pants are.
No.
Plaid is, like, is a design. It's like a print.
Like a sort of a Scotsman's kilt or something.
It's
something
print.
Like that, yeah.
Famously, there was that movie, wasn't there, Dead Man Wear Plaid?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead Men Wear Plaid. It's not a comedy
that's an
version
old
of
black and white movie or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Plaid, yeah.
Also, it turns out, very cool men wear plaid in their underpants.
How could it be? Nobody else ever heard of it. Somebody literally sent you an Instagram message going,
What are plaid? Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what this, this conversation has gone in very strange directions.
It has not.
Jonathan from Santry's been on. Bear in mind, we were talking about underpants and how long some men will hold on to their underpants. Jonathan from Santry has texted in to say space shuttles are made from a material called tantalium.
Yeah, well, you brought space shuttles into it, don't you remember?
So, obviously, PJ's pants must be of a similar kind of tantalium
construction. That's because you brought the 70s pants in. Do you remember you were saying it was made of the stuff they sent stuff into the space with? So there you go, tantalium pants.
Tantalium pants.
That's the way forward.
Is your next one. There's a couple of things about wondering, did you ever give the other pants back? No, he didn't.
How do you give them back if you don't know who owned them? It's this dilemma. I still have them. If you're out there, if these pants belong to you, you've seen the pictures, you can get your pants. It's fully anonymous. There will not be a scene.
You'll have to claw them from my
cold
grip. PJ Gallagher's never let a pair of pants go yet. He's not going to start with yours.
This is terrible. They're too small for me.
Somebody's saying, sure, as soon as you put new jocks on, you have a hole in them. Ba-dum-tsh.
I don't get it.
Oh, my God's sake. The comedian doesn't get it.
A hole
in them. You put them on.
Oh, now I get it.
Right. I had to do that in mime.
Very funny what Jim had to point to get me to get that gag. That's actually very...
Shane says PJ's so mean he probably uses his undercrackers to wash his windows. Do you wash your windows? Well, sure you don't.
No,
have.
I wash the bike with them.
You
the
don't
old
have
ones.
Old undercrackers. You never let that go.
No,
nothing's
I
old.
Do. I told you the ones that get rips and tears or the elastic goes or whatever. I'd use them to dust down the bike or something like that. Yeah, give them a one-time wash and use them as rags.
Joe and Tala says, guys, my husband just threw out his favourite pair of boxers he wore to bed.
Poor fella.
They were themed Animal and the Muppets.
Ah, the poor fella.
And they had no elastic on them. They were so old.
Well, here's to those pants.
Wow.
And if it was up to me,
that
even
must have been very good.
We have a moment
Joe,
of silence.
That our husband was going to bed wearing them. Talk about putting on. You know what I mean? Putting somebody in the mood.
That's great, yeah.
I'm just going to slip on my non-elasticated Animal in the Muppets. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, don't suppose you fancy a bit of a. Don't suppose you fancy a bit of a wrestle with Kermit the Frog tonight, yeah? Yeah.
That movie, Lehman Sword says it was Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Don't Wear Plaid, right there.
That
you
was
go.
The movie. And somebody's saying, God, does PJ even use toilet paper?
Oh, for God's sake, what is this about now? How did it get from back to that?
If you're going to go on national radio and say that you pay €2 for a three pack of pants,
that's not
and
my
they
fault.
Last you 50 years.
I didn't set the price. That's the price. The man in the shop. Or the woman in the shop. Well, I can't remember. It was a long time ago. The woman in the shop was the one that said the price.
You know something? They should make that part of your new big DIY challenge. Can you guess these undercrackers off PJ Gallagher?
Oh, my God.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for that, folks. It's just coming up on 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We've got the breakfast table quiz on the way. If you fancy having a bash, nothing to beat. So just getting on, we'll put you top of the leaderboard. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to play. But the strains of the wonderful ZZ Top. Some of the most famous bearded people in
ever.
Pop music.
Yes.
Say.
Dirty feckers. That's the way
just
it goes.
Just to say, of course, one of the things that, you know, Magical Michael is famous. One of the many things that our very own Magic Mike is famous for, of course, is that he is a bearded individual.
He's a bearded man.
And over the last little while, we've come across a couple of interesting stories. Now, in fairness, we let him off the hook last week.
We did.
Because we came across a story last week.
It would be unfair to mention that there was a story last week. We actually didn't get to it. It's this day last week. That men with beards, much like monkeys, who have the showiest hair, tend to have the smallest testicles.
Right.
You didn't get to it, but you just did.
See what you did there. Yeah. But anyway,
we thought it would be unfair to mention you're playing miniature pocket pool, and we thought let's let that go.
Yeah. So we were going to let that slide, and then lo and behold, another survey came up.
Couldn't let this one go
because this, of course,
couldn't
ties beautifully into one of Mike's other great loves.
Yeah. Well, isn't he the man that always says, sleeping with a dog in the bed. Oh, God. And dogs in restaurants. You know, remember he went on about this?
I do remember that.
All the grief he gave me for letting the dog into the bed and all that. And then and the smell in the restaurant. Oh, and the wet dog. Oh, no, it's not right. I'm sitting there trying to eat my dinner and you trying to bring in your smelly dog. Well, smelly face, you mini bald merchant. You're going to love this one because there's a survey out today right out of Switzerland. We all know they know everything. Professor Andreas Gutzite of Switzerland's Hirslanden Clinic. He was talking to the Daily Mail, and men with beards have more germs on their face and in their mutton chops and in their ridiculous tashes than dogs have in their fur. There you go.
Wow.
You're dirtier than a dog.
You are a germ fest, Magic Mike.
Absolute ridiculous statement. I'm very well groomed and I put shampoo in my beard.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, smelly face, because the Australian publication went to Switzerland.
So now you're mini ball, Mike. and your smelly face.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, research. They took swabs from the beards, right? It was done with an MRI scanner that's used for examinations by vets. They went there, they picked up all the bits and pieces, the germs, whatever. Then they took swabs from the beards of 18 men and the necks of 30 dogs. And across a range of different breeds, so all dogs count, only one type of human, bearded weirdos. Researchers then found a significantly higher bacterial load in the specimens taken from the men's beards compared with the dogs' fur. 7 men were even found to have harbored microbes that were a dangerous threat to human health.
Oh my God, Michael.
Yeah. So you're
literally risking your health having that fur.
And ours. Walking around.
And ours.
Breeding and all. When we could have a lovely clean dog.
This is for men with the big bushy beards, the big mad beards.
Well,
mine isn't.
I don't know now. If your beard is as long as the hair of a dog, I'd say you count.
Well, yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
like what sort of breed would Mike be there with that level of growth?
Oh, I don't know. Would a bit... What would he be? A bit whippity, would he?
Is he a whippity?
A little bit of a whippet. Yeah. Or a greyhound. Anyway, you just had a story about wearing 20-year-old jocks.
This is the ultimate retaliation.
Well, you know,
take a swab of that and it'll kill the people in Netherlands.
I clean them every day. I take them. You can't wear your beard for one day, then put it in the wash. Hang it out.
Do you have thing, Mike? Do you ever have that thing where like bits of food or anything get stuck in your beard or anything? No.
I have had things get stuck in my beard, yes.
That must be.
How does it feel that when you walk into a restaurant and someone's in there with their dog is going, oh, the smell off the beard. can't believe they've let that, fell, that thing
a,
in.
Bring me a bearded Jeez. Man that rolls in its own wee and then we'll talk.
Well, you don't have to roll in your own wee. You're collecting the nature's wee in a constant haze, apparently. Dirty microbes and everything.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Mike's ended up in this weird standoff with dogs. between Poo Patrol and them getting into restaurants.
I know,
and
yeah,
like that.
It's unreal.
Kind of like, it's hard to know.
So there we are now.
Wow, so bearded men of the world
should be banned from restaurants. That's what I take from this story.
And it's Switzerland, of course, who famously have given us like clocks and chocolate.
Clocks and chocolate and, yeah, mountains.
Isn't it very unique? Isn't it unusual that PJ is coming up with this now when he's struggling to grow his own beard?
Oh my God.
A few stories about bearded people have come out of late. PJ can't grow one.
Which means I've got the biggest balls of all. Classic
hits. Yeah, the Cardigans and Love Fool.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week, it's the chance to win a two-night stay to the House Hotel Galway's four-star city centre boutique hotel located in the heart of Galway's Latin Quarter. That's where we want to send you. Who's going to play?
It's going to be John Osborne this morning. He's in Dublin. How are you, John?
How you doing, PJ? All right?
Yeah, not so bad. Thank you very much. How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Ah, it was a good one. I was watching a fantastic match day yesterday. A Liverpool fan I am.
Oh, John. John, stop the light.
I'm trying to get on the right side of you now, though.
Oh, I tell you something. We're going to be reading these questions very slowly. Is that okay, lads? I tell you, what a day for you, in fairness. Salah's goal, in fairness, was
a... superb, wasn't it?
Did you see the incredible moment when they cut to the studio? Did you see that, Jim?
No, I didn't.
Salah scored, essentially, a worldy goal. And it comes back, and Ian Wright and them all, they're all going crazy. And Shea Given was eating his dinner, and he never even looked up from the plate.
Brilliant.
It's a fantastic... fantastic video.
Good man, Shay. Right, let's get stuck in, see if you can score yourself a worldie here. We need as many correct answers as possible in the 60 seconds, of course. You've nothing to beat, which means you'll be top of the leaderboard no matter what, but obviously
okay. The
more the merrier for you as the week goes on. You good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go, yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
What bird is seen as the symbol of peace?
Pass.
It's the dove. Name the three sisters rivers in Ireland.
Liffey, Shannon...
No, it's the Barrow, the Nore and the Soar. How many days are there in a leap year?
366.
Yeah, what is the largest island in Greece?
Pass.
Crete, what is the female fox called?
Vixen.
What bird is the national bird of New Zealand?
Kiwi.
What do you call a small river that joins a large river?
Tribute.
Yeah, I'll give you that. How many spots are there on a six-sided dice?
24.
21. Buzz Lightyear and Woody are from what movie?
Toy Story.
In the Harry Potter novels, what sport is played on broomsticks?
Quidditch.
Yeah, what child actor starred in the film Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
I could actually give you that. The lyric of which Kate Bush song was inspired by Emily Bronte's novel?
That pass.
Wuthering Heights. In which Disney film do Mowgli and Baloo appear?
Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Jungle Book.
Kalani Mulkin. That deserves a point.
I couldn't get it out.
That's fantastic. Kalani Mulkin. There's no way you're not getting the point for that. That was fantastic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, to be fair. Not a bad start. Not a bad start.
Oh, God, that's gas. Thanks for giving me the laugh on that one, John.
Well done, John. 8 is the score to beat. If nobody can do it, off to the House Hotel and Galway for you.
I think I'll be going somehow.
You never know. 8's won it a couple of times, actually, so you never know.
Listen, have a good day, John. Well played.
Cheers, man.
See you, John.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Deep Blue something here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast with PJ and Jim. Far better than that Deep Blue something Tiffany's.
Absolutely,
place.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what Tiffany's is like. I've never been, but
never going to go. Heard it's rubbish. Nothing but complaints out of the place. Salt and TripAdvisor, everybody's slating it.
21 minutes to 10 o'clock. Listen, thanks a million for waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp as always if you need to give us a shout before we head off into the wild blue yonder at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but before we go, I want to tell you this. A millionaire Irishman... There's quite a few of them around these days. Actually, do you remember the days when if you were a millionaire, people thought you were set up for life? Now, being a millionaire just means you're in more trouble than most people. But this lad, a millionaire Irish fella, he's behind a new company that is going to, he reckons he's going to have takeaways, burgers and chips and whatever it is.
Right.
Delivered by drone. Now, we've heard this before, right? We've heard all of this. Like, yeah. Amazon are working on it. They made this big animated thing of this blimp letting out all the drones and delivering, you know. So it's not a new story. The only thing is, this lad reckons he's going to have it going the start of next year.
Right.
And that's pretty phenomenal. That's a huge jump forward, right?
A huge jump forward. So a drone coming to your door to drop off your burgers and chips,
your Chinese, your Indian, your pizza, whatever. Like, so his name is Bobby Healy, and he's the tech brains behind a global rental platform, apparently called Car Trawler. I don't know what that is, I'll be honest with you, I haven't had to use it.
Yeah, never heard of it.
And he's hoping to have this business up and running by the beginning of next year. And he reckons it'll transform the delivery world. Well, it will, of course. When he
kind of works.
Flying chips and burgers going to people's houses at 120 kilometres an hour.
So 120 kilometres
an hour? Yes, it's all over the houses. He reckons 120 kilometres an hour, that's what they say. High-speed burgers coming to a home near you. Unbelievable, right?
The skies will be awash. Imagine a Friday or Saturday night in Dublin.
Like bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Be like the...
Well, nobody wants to cook.
It'd be like the air raid sirens and all. Be all that, wouldn't it? You can imagine people not taking cover.
Oh.
Take cover. Bank holiday weekend. Flying burgers everywhere.
Yeah.
The local Chinese is doing a giveaway. Everybody sketch. There's free prawn crackers.
Sooner or later, there'll be a crash. Won't there? There'll be a crash.
There will, yeah,
there'll be, I don't know. The Chinese drone will hit the pizza drone.
And there'll be war over.
Insurance
company. Yeah, you'll have to insure your Chinese meal. The insurance market will love that.
And then there'll be hijackings. Somebody's pizza will get hijacked on the way to their house.
Yeah,
somebody shoot down a drone just to get their hands on a pizza.
Yeah, see, that's the crack, isn't it? That's the problem, yeah. It'd be all that sort of stuff. You have people like, you know, going, I'm after robbing 48 burgers this evening. And then you imagine the phone call, because that'll happen, right? The insurance people, the scammers in the insurance business, they'll be all over this. You'll be there, you'll have to get an insurer, you'll have to insure your deliveries for the year. You'll be thinking, really, I normally get a curry on a Friday. And occasionally you'll get a pizza on a Thursday. Right, that's going to cost 500 quid. Jeez. That's not fully comprehensive. No, that's fire and theft.
Yeah.
You get fire and theft on your deliveries.
Yeah. If the drone goes on fire with your chips in it.
Yeah, then you get covered. That's it.
I suppose it's inevitable. It has to go that way. That automated delivery thing has to go that way.
But I just don't know how you get it out. Like, there's this. So they describe the sort of the process, right? So it'll work by using high-tech GPS, right?
How many drones will you have to have in your local chipper? I mean, the bloke who runs your local chipper, he'll have to build on another
a drone room. Be like the war room in the Pentagon.
Like, and I assume these things won't be cheap. Like, you know, if you have to buy a drone.
No, but sure, let's be honest. You know the way, it'd be like an ice cream van.
Mind you, I suppose it has to make more sense than sending a lad out in a car, doesn't it?
You think so? But then, like, how do you say to a drone, you forgot me Coke? This is on the drone.
Good point, actually.
Ah, here, that's not. I ordered the tikka masala. That's a Jal Frazee. The drone will be just looking at you. Do you hear me? What? And then the drone will be like, I have a few more to drop off. I'll be back down in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I want it now. You can't have any sort of common sense.
And then when you don't tip you hear the drone calling your names under its breath.
Yeah, muttering as it goes down the steps. You know, like it's going to be a very different experience. You know, that it really will. And it says it'll drop it in a table in your back garden or on the top of your car, it says. This all sounds very science fiction to me. It really does. And the drones, it won't land. It'll sort of just drop stuff from a very low height. So like a few inches.
Right. And then go off.
And then it'll head on its way.
Well,
yeah.
Anything could happen then. What if it drops it in a puddle or something?
Yeah, or like three dogs.
Oh my God.
Like, imagine the dogs would be there. Every time a drone would go past, they get one, right? And then every Friday night until Sunday, every time they hear the drone, they go mental. Yeah, I'm not into
this. There's a flaw.